The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
In time for the holiday weekend, Nebraska state troopers are going to be out in full force. So 4th of July is this coming Tuesday, but a lot of people will be using the weekend to go ahead and celebrate those Independence Day festivities. And the Nebraska Department of Roads is funding a grant worth about $16,000. It's an effort between July 3rd through July 5th. So you'll see extra patrols out there cracking down on drunk driving. And this Friday, there's going to be the free concert in the park. It's the Bank of the West Celebrates America, the headlining band this year, Cool and the Gang. It's going to be going on from 6 to 10 this Friday. Admission is free in Memorial Park, but the park opens at 5 a.m. for people to go ahead and put blankets down and reserve their spots. You can go go to celebratesamerica.com to get the details. And
maybe some of this rain, if we get some of this before Friday, that it'd be nice to lay down a little moisture base before we burn down the town.
Oh, yes. We need some wetness. We got it, so... Yeah, Confidence is opening up too, so it's a local favorite. It's gonna be a good night.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a celebration. Now, how do you dress for something like this?
I wonder how many Omaha children have been conceived following a Confidential show.
Oh. Ew.
Yeah. Well, Molly, ew.
I know. We're just saying that music is the lubricant that makes children. We are all products of it.
Yeah. Come on now.
Well, it's supposed to be 82 for the high on Friday. Sun and cloud mix. So yeah, nice. It'll be a nice cool night. Not too hot. It'll be a perfect night to be all smooshed together. There are some years, man, where that concert in the park is like...
Is it like a
melt?
Is it like a ladies' night?
You're melting. It's just, it's so hot. You're like, I can't even breathe. It's so hot.
Is it like a bowl of... Bowl of worms?
Mm. All stuck together like a bowl of worms.
What?
Is that going to be down in the mosh pit?
Yeah.
People are like, there's actually an orgy going on down in front of the stage. I don't think that's legal, but...
What do you got this going on here?
So many hits.
She's fresh. Exciting.
It's always a way that you'd like to be described as a woman. Fresh.
And exciting.
And exciting.
That's more like describing your Tinder date.
Fresh.
Fresh. It's exciting for now. I think your name is Jenny.
It's interesting that you would bring that up. So Tinder, you may be misfiring on Tinder, and it might have to do with the fact that, it's a look-based app. But scientists are saying... A lot of times, that's not the best way to find a good match for yourself. They broke down a study where they showed strangers a bunch of pictures and then let the strangers go have a 10-minute conversation with each of the people that they saw on Tinder. And they found that people in the middle to low attractiveness ratings actually got higher scores after that 10-minute meeting because of personality. Which doesn't actually show up when you're choosing whether or not you're going to swipe left or right.
Some of us ugly people could use a personality accent. Don't just go on your face. But that's what everybody knows when you're getting into Tinder, that this is based just on your face.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, then the next step is, of course, the texting and the...
Yep.
Yeah.
What was interesting is people who were already considered good looking didn't get that numbers bounce after the face-to-face meeting. Like, a lot of times, like, it was people that were like, they're okay looking. Yeah, I guess I'll meet them. And then they went and they're like, oh, my gosh. You know, like, the personality really adds to the looks. You know, you get talking to somebody, you really like them, and suddenly, you are kind of good looking. But the people who were, like, already hotties out of the gate didn't get that little bump that a lot of the other people did once they got the face-to-face time. So something to be said. I mean, I'm just saying, if you're on the fence... about that Tinder person, maybe give them the opportunity. Good personality is what was necessary, they said, to secure that second date.
Yeah, we all get ugly, kids, so Eventually, we all become dragons.
Yeah.
So make sure you find somebody that you've got something in common. You can talk. You can trust. You can get through major life crises together.
You
it's
bet.
Not all about looking hot.
No, because that goes. Get them young.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. You hot know. Ladies are going to have beards someday.
Oh, man. Hair on their cheeks. It's going to be weird.
I think there's nothing more. There's nothing sexier than a very supportive person.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I think there's something, there's that moment where you're like freaking out in life and you turn to that person that you're with and they're like, I don't know what to do. And you're like, this is really an unattractive moment for you. Like, you need to reassure me. That is what is very attractive. That's what I need. And I think we've all had that where you look at that person, you're like, you're not going to be there for me. Like, if this is where you're going to sideline me and this is not even like a thing, because I can't decide which ice cream I want to eat and I'm flipping out.
God, yeah. Find that right one. You know, yesterday I was sitting on the couch last night late, and I just had something I ate or something, but man, I was just feeling gassy.
Oh, no.
So I thought the lovely Wyleen was somewhere else. So I was sitting there on the couch just dropping
it. Firing away.
Oh, my God, Jeff. It was awful. I turn around, and she's been standing there the whole time.
Does she have a horrified look on her face?
No, she's like, hey, you know what? Been together long enough. But I'm like, I don't like that. I feel awful. I felt awful all the way until we went to bed.
And she's probably like, you know, I was cool with it between me and you. What I'm not cool with you is you sharing this story on the radio.
This was the line in the sand.
Well, she said we've been dating for almost 2 years. And I corrected her. I said, no, we've been in a relationship for almost 2 years. So she said, she gave him the
what
go.
Is that even?
She said,
wait.
Drop it, baby. You want to drop him? Drop
Hold on. Hold up. What's the difference between her saying you've been dating for 2 years and you saying, no, you've been in a relationship for two? How is that different?
He's still qualifying.
Yeah, dating is.
He's still putting qualifiers on
it. No, dating is just.
What are you dating thinking? Is what? You
dating
were dating.
Is going out and doing stuff.
Dating is what happens before you become Facebook official.
There you go. There you go, girl.
So you were. So what you're saying is she's like, oh, we were dating. And you're like, I was still seeing other people there towards the beginning.
No.
Okay, I'm just saying, dating just means that you were together.
Yeah, I don't think there were any gray areas. You guys were both.
No, we're fine.
I'm always pretty trying to start pretty quietly something. Exclusive.
Yeah, I'm not saying my lawyer, Molly.
Well, me neither. Actually, I'd have to get a lawyer in order to start seeing one.
Wow.
I don't even have a lawyer, so I'm that far behind on the dating my lawyer agenda.
Damn.
Man, first thing first, get a lawyer.
All right. Well, we gotta get one.
Sony says it's getting those old records off the shelf. The Japanese electronics giant is going to start making new vinyl records nearly 30 years after Sony hung up doing that. Sony Music Entertainment said today it's going to start turning out freshly pressed vinyl records by March of next year. They're responding to surging demand for the retro music format. Sony says the big challenge now is finding older engineers who know how to make vinyl records. How sweet is that? How great is that for all these guys that were like, I'm out of a job. They don't do vinyl anymore.
Well,
and now
it is funny because we had the tent sale at Furniture Mart yesterday, and you know, it was mainly like electronics and stuff that goes on this week. And they had multiple turntables on sale.
Oh, did they really? Okay.
And I kept looking at them thinking, okay, is it a digital turntable, though? And I'm like, no, it's really supposed to be old school.
It's coming back.
Vinyl Super Vac, which is...
Do either of you have turntables?
Yeah. We have one in a garage.
I have a Victrola.
You know.
Oh, God! Does that work?
So what I wanted to do, and I've never done it, was to trick that thing out because it's very expensive to replace the actual crank chain in it.
Yeah.
And it kept breaking, and so in its current state, it's a non-working Victrola.
Okay.
But I would like to actually just trick it out.
You should.
And make it a modern stereo. But it is a genuine Victrola.
Yeah, it's really cool looking.
I don't know. Do you want to ruin that the character of that and changing that?
It'll still look like it on the outside. It'll just be all the innards will be different.
But then I don't really own it.
It's not original then.
I'm not really going to claim to own it. I'm just in possession of it right now. It should, in theory, be my brothers and sisters too, and even my mom.
Yeah, I hoped you move that thing once. The thing weighs a ton.
It weighs a ton, and what's cool is it's natural speakers. So think about that. There's no electronics behind it.
Controller, man. That's
it's just actual
amplification.
Yeah,
it's really wild.
Wooden channels that amplify, and the speakers really actually work.
Yeah.
You just open more doors.
Yeah.
So back in the day, people were like, if I'm going to turn it up, and they would open cabinet doors.
That's really cool. I have yet to pull the trigger, but I have come very close on buying the kids a turntable, like the little suitcase ones. Do you remember those when we were kids?
Yeah, I had a Mickey Mouse one.
We have one in the garage. Yeah, that's just like a suitcase.
Dust that thing off. I've got a bunch of albums back in my childhood, my old room. Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, just bad and good. The good, the bad, the ugly. But the thing I don't have is an actual turntable anymore. But I guess, I mean, that's, I've given them as gifts. People have been like, you know, so and so really wants a turntable for their birthday. I'm like, all right. I mean, is that a thing? Guess so. Amazon's Day of Savings. Here's maybe a day that you can find a turntable. Prime Day. Get off to an early start. It starts 8 o'clock the evening of Monday, July 10th. It's the big Amazon event. So it's like their biggest sales event of the year. Over 100,000 items are set to be discounted. I guess the things that you can expect seeing major discounts on, according to insiders, is think of Prime Day as Black Friday in July. So big ticket items like TVs, tablets, Amazon products like the Echo smart speakers. They say it's a good day to pick up tech accessories. Today, I guess that's the thing.
Say it was today then or what?
No. July 10th.
Oh, July 10th.
It's coming
up. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the deal. I guess tech accessories are the big thing that you should be looking for. But it's only for Prime members. If you're an Amazon Prime member, then this is the event for you. But they say Prime Day sent sales rocketing up 60%. I mean, it's a big earner for them.
Alexa, play Cool in the Gang. Allegra?
Allegra. I'm surprised you're not a primer. I mean, just for the videos and the...
You're talking about
the
Molly.
Movies. Yeah, Molly. The movies alone. I'm telling you, I am so getting... I have Netflix. I have the HBO. I have, Amazon Prime. That has saved my boring nights many a time.
This is the thing. We've got DirecTV, so we've got all the channels and the on-demand. Plus, we've got Apple TV, and then we've got Netflix. I just feel like I can't. I mean, at some point, you just have to like say uncle. You know what I mean? Like, how much money is going out the door for content that you're like? I mean, sometimes you watch this, sometimes you don't. I would say Netflix is the one true, like, I always go back to the well on Netflix, like, because whether it's like original content that they have or the movies that they're showing. But other than that, man.
For all of our streaming based relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Netflix is my number one. Netflix and I have been, I would say, officially dating, not just, in a relationship.
Netflix is good for those, documentaries and those series of shows. But Amazon Prime is just awesome for finding a movie. It really is. So, yeah.
Well, Prime members?
I wouldn't say it's awesome.
I like it better than Netflix. I can't.
No, it doesn't have
not doing it.
Really. Nearly the content that Netflix.
Yeah.
They're pretty hurting for content on, I think, all of them.
Yeah. Eventually, there will be one.
So many show holes, so little time. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show. Connected. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please follow me now. Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Hey, 7M. You're familiar with that place, 7M Restaurant? They are closing their doors.
Right up on my brother and his lovely family.
Yeah,
it's
was shocked.
What, 156th and Maple?
Yeah, that's it. 7M. I mean, I think they picked up the pieces when M's Pub, because they have the Lavage that you guys love. I mean, the only other place that I knew of. But yeah, I guess so. If you guys want to hit that place the last couple times, I guess it's July 2nd.
Oh, so it hasn't closed yet.
No.
But do you think they got hurt by the La Mesa expansion? Because there's La Mesa Mexican restaurant right next to it.
Yeah, because everything, all that area, I don't live in that area any longer, but all that area is really grown up when it comes to food. There's more food options out there. And that really was one of the only, I guess, not only, but easy go-to option for the wine and all that stuff and the different foods. So, yeah, I just thought it was a bummer. But it's also been...
I mean, Molly knows this. Restaurant industry, it's tough.
Hard.
It's an up and down.
Yeah.
So that corner at 156th and Maple, I mean, think about that. That's where the Union Pizzeria is.
Yeah.
But before it was the Union, it was the TGI Fridays
that
hid
right.
in plain sight and always sort of struggled.
Yeah.
And now you rename it and call it the Union and serve pizza and stuff. That place is just banging. That place is always doing awesome.
I think...
Because prior to that, because I used to live in the neighborhood too. The only place I ever used to go to around that area was 7M.
Yeah, Seven Monkeys back then. Remember, it was changed.
Mm-hmm. Then they changed it.
It has been changed.
Okay, Seven Monkeys.
Yeah,
to 7M.
7M. And now,
Seven Monkeys was great. It's off of the Army of the Seven Monkeys, the movie.
Yeah.
Yep. I thought that was Army of the 12 Monkeys.
Army of the 12 Monkeys, you're right.
No, I think I was gonna Seven Monkeys. But yeah.
Well, 12. No, I'm.
Well, now I
want
to open a restaurant called 12 Monkeys.
Right. The movie was 12
and,
Monkeys.
And the premise is we serve food. We serve animals that we've broken out of a bio lab. So you're tasting Maybelline cosmetic product tested chimpanzee.
Uh-huh.
It's like a chimpanzee that spent most of its life screaming and eating lipstick.
So the meat's very
tender.
And our chef broke it out last night illegally.
Yeah.
Under a hail of gunfire, and now it's on your menu. It's
all
welcome
the waiters
to the 12 Monkeys.
Look like a psychotic Brad Pitt and Bruce Willis.
Yeah,
I mean,
hard
we
to
all
explain.
Have
hard to understand.
The weird eye. He's got that crazy eye.
I think we could do something with this. I would love it. All the waiters are disheveled, crazy psych ward guys.
I love it.
That's, welcome to the Army of the 12 Monkeys.
Oh, I love it too, man. So,
well, did you moving out of the area have something to do with them going out of business?
No.
Like your lack of booze bill just dented them financially?
I went there a couple times, you know, here and there. But like you said, the other options just kind of opened up and you just kind of had to. I like to have myself a little bit of a dive bar experience, you know, just small little things that, you know, just the basic beer. TV, maybe some wings.
You're a man with simple tastes.
That's right. You know, so.
What's the golf drink where it's iced tea and booze?
That's an Arnold Palmer, right? Is that what
no,
we're thinking?
No, Arnold Palmer is half lemonade, half iced tea.
Iced tea and booze.
Are you talking about Long Island iced tea?
No, it's a golf drink, and I should know this, but when my golf league used to be Stone Creek, and after Stone Creek, the toss-up was always Tanner's or Seven Monkeys.
Yeah, it's
and
we
go to Seven Monkeys and have those Arnold
or whatever the hell it's called.
What is it? It's like iced tea and booze.
Yeah, because you can get it. You can get it in a can for the longest time. And that was my golf course drink. It was like iced tea and, gosh bless. If you guys know, call us. Yeah, because they had it in a can, and that's how you decided where to go.
It's a John Daly.
John Daly.
A John Daly is a lemonade, iced tea, and vodka.
There you go. A John Daly.
Me and Party we don't order them at 7M anymore. Hence, now they're out of business.
Yeah. So.
The alcoholics have moved out of the neighborhood.
You need to make come up with a white trash recipe for John Daly's.
Oh, for John, not Jane, 12 Monkeys. Oh, you mean the drink, John Daly's?
Yes, right? You're doing your hurricane drink.
You know, that's my fun. My what is it? My fun tea.
This is outdoor season now. Yeah, people are having a lot of barbecues and patio parties this weekend.
I just need to come up with like a coffee table book of my ghetto drinks that I make, which is cheaper to make, by the way, people, because I don't go all the way. That's the reason why.
I don't go all the way. Not on the first date.
So many fertile ideas today. At this Christmas, people have, who is that coffee table book, Ghetto Dranks from Big Party?
Dranks.
Well,
gonna
let's
buy me a drink.
Let's go have last call over at 12 Monkeys, shall we? Eat some of that Maybelline.
Ooh, is this that book Ghetto Drinks? I heard most of these drinks are from off the menu of the 12 Monkeys.
It's called I Don't Go All the Way.
Ooh.
Ghetto Drinks.
Your chimpanzee has strong notes of Maybelline lipstick.
And a little bit of a
eyeliner.
Yeah, eyeliner. Very pretty.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Channel 94.1.
What's up?
Yes, it would appear that John Mayer is Katy Perry's best lover, but he's not returning that same compliment. He's just not saying anything at all. John Mayer responded in an interview with Rolling Stone magazine. The journalist asked, hey, do you have anything to say as far as, you know, your ex Katy Perry ranking you as the best lover she's had? And he said, I don't have a cool enough thought for you. He goes on to say, I'm 39. I remember 32 and I don't want to do it again.
Isn't that funny? I don't have another, a cool thought for you.
a cool enough thought cool for enough you. Thought I don't know what he's supposed wow. to. Yeah. So he really didn't say anything. It's not like he's like, yeah, you too, Katie, or, you know, I don't know. I feel like Katie's getting beat up a lot lately. A lot of people are just, she's been oversharing a lot, and people haven't really gotten her back. Because don't you remember Diplo was like, I don't even remember us having sex. Like, she made him third, and he was all like, did that even happen? So you're like, ouch.
Well.
But that's the latest. Lady Gaga is helping support teachers in classrooms. She's doing a new ad for Staples. She's serving as a substitute teacher for a day at a middle school in Hollywood, and she announces that her Born This Way Foundation is partnering with Staples to do the Staples for Students program. It's donating $2 million in Lady Gaga's name to ensure that teachers and students have the resources they need for a successful learning environment in classrooms.
Well, that's very positive.
Yeah.
Got to give the tools to the students.
Mm-hmm. She's coming up with projects for the kids that included asking them to act out their future selves. So it's kind of fun. So it's like a spot, completely unscripted. It's just her riffing as a substitute teacher. But I thought that was pretty neat. You know, it's crazy to think, but like July is Saturday. And then, man, next thing you know, it's that final stretch of summer vacation, and it'll be back to school sales in the Sunday paper.
How
I know.
How dare you?
Stop it. Stop it.
How dare you bring that up already? What happened to her sweet Nebraska guy?
Oh, that's a Luke.
Yeah. What's he doing? Luke, is he still a bartender?
God, I don't know what happened to that guy.
The drunk diet?
Yeah. How's the drunk diet?
He had a book.
I don't know. He tried to ride that thing a little bit, didn't he? I don't know. I mean, he's still a family in Springfield and all that stuff, but gosh, I don't know.
Well, I don't have an update on him.
Luke Carl.
Wow.
How about Carl Luke?
Ooh.
Carl Luke.
We're just such fans of anyone named Carl.
And it would appear that Adele is probably not going to be touring again anytime soon. She shared a handwritten note on Instagram yesterday, and the Grammy award-winning singer said that after her final concerts at Wembley Stadium this week, that she might be done as far as live performing or touring goes. Maybe not live performing. She doesn't mind so much the live performing as much as, I guess, touring really takes a toll on Adele. She said, touring is a peculiar thing. It doesn't suit me particularly well. I'm a real homebody, and I get so much joy in the small things. So I guess she said, I'm also dramatic and I have a terrible history of touring. She just got done wrapping up, you know, a worldwide tour of her new album, 25. And she said, you know, I was hoping to have an impact on fans the way some of my favorite artists have had on me live, you know? So I think she was kind of doing it for the fans, but in her heart of hearts, Adele really doesn't dig that. And as far as the Grammys go, 2018 will mark a return to New York City for the Grammy Awards in honor of the ceremony's 60th anniversary. But organizers announced yesterday that the Grammys will be back in L.A. the next year. 2019, I'll find them back in L.A. at the Staples Center. But for that 160th year anniversary, it's back to New York City. And when it comes to awards, Dwayne Johnson, Chris Pratt, they are just some of the actors who've been invited to be able to be voting members of the Oscars Academy. You know, not everybody who is an actor that we see on screen actually gets to vote. You have to be invited. So I guess there were 744 showbiz types that were inducted into the 2017 voting class.
So when the people win their statue and they're like, I want to thank the Academy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Betty White
thanking,
and all those guys.
They're really an Academy.
Dwayne the Rock.
Yeah. I mean, he gets to vote now. So does Adam Driver, John Hamm, Gal Gadot, who just did the Wonder Woman movies.
Betty White got invited, which I thought was weird. I thought she'd always
She makes sense because she's been around forever, but it doesn't seem to me like Adam Driver
has
earned his spot yet.
I was thinking more Elle Fanning. I mean, Adam Driver, you're like, okay, but I mean, Elle Fanning, I'm like, aren't you still like 12? Like, I mean, I guess she's been in movies her whole life. But Key and Peele's, Keegan-Michael Key got invited. So did Zoe Kravitz, the daughter of Lenny Kravitz, and I'm blanking out on the mom's name.
Oh my God, you guys.
Lisa Bonet, thank you.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I think I was like, oh my gosh. But Leslie Jones got invited. It's just interesting. So they're trying to diversify, I think. But Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pratt joined this year by fellow Hollywood Chris's, Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth. So the Chris's are all back together. And they can vote. They're a voting block. I wonder if the Chris's are an actual voting block you can lobby. Well, if we don't have the Chris's vote.
Did you ever see when Chris Pine was on SNL and they did the whole breakdown of everyone confuses Chris Pine with...
I thought it was so funny where they show him Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth. Those are the three. And Chris Pine is like, you know, because they've all done superhero movies. Like, that's the other thing, is that they've all done those movies. Like, you know, Chris Pine plays Captain Kirk. Chris Evans plays Captain America, and Chris Hemsworth plays Thor. So it's like you kind of get, but then they've all sort of played those old timey, you know, roles before. So you get them all sort of confused.
Now, what if you work in your Ryans, your Goslings, and your
who? Your Ryans,
And I forgot
Reynolds?
A Chris
Reynolds.
Yeah,
we also have we have Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pine, and Chris Evans. I forgot Chris Pratt.
Is now
Chris
in there.
Pratt's another one in there too, and he's the one that's done Guardians of the Galaxy. So it's like, seriously, there are four Chris's that you've got to keep straight that are all in these like huge box office movies. So many Chris's,
These are white people problems. Meanwhile, the white people are trying to juggle our Chris's and our Ryans.
So hard. Come on, people, come up with some other names.
Are you guys all caught up on that Guardians of the Galaxy, by the way?
I haven't seen two yet.
Oh, God, get on it. Get on it.
Own the first one somehow. I have it.
Yeah, good for you. That is a high five.
I know I've never even watched the whole movie.
My God, it's so good. The second one is even better. It is good, good, good.
Well, who's the voice of the little raccoon?
Who is that, Molly? The raccoon.
It's your guy Cooper, isn't it, Cooper?
Yeah, Bradley Cooper.
Cooper.
And Vin Diesel is Groot.
Yeah, he's Groot. I am
Groot. That's such an acting challenge.
Just at the end of number two, sit to the credits, is all I'm just going to say. Because I didn't, and I ran back in like I forgot something and missed some stuff. So at the end, sit to the credits. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Do it. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.